Let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in and out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots training camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. It's supposed to be tough. It's the NFL. Training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
Training camp winding down here in Foxborough. I went back and counted, guys. It's day 20, practice 15 on this Tuesday, August 14th. Outside Gillette Stadium, we just came from the practice fields where another 2.5 hour session took place. Full pads for most of the team. Quick highlights. Logan Mankins, not quite full pads, but close to getting there. Mm-hmm. Still very few tight ends. No Gronk, no Hernandez, the big story again today. And wide receivers had a little case of the drops today.
Led by Dante Stallworth,
yes.
I would say.
Yep. Eric Scalavino, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, Darren Hartwell here with you to recap today's practice. So continue on that wide receiver theme you were.
Well, first of all, Brandon Lloyd also among the absentees watching yet again. And, yeah, a lot of balls on the ground. Stallworth had a tough day. He went drop, slip, fall, drop. Mm-hmm. And later on, he had one that went right off his hand for an interception. You know, I joked to Paul, they gave him an end-around, well, safest way to get it to him, just hand him the ball rather than take any chances down the field. He wasn't the only one. Welker had a drop over the middle. Gaffney had a drop. Just, you know, the usual. Holly had a drop. But you know, not a great day for the wide receivers. Not a great day, I would say, for the offense in general. I thought the most interesting aspect of offensive, quote-unquote, play was when they were playing scout team for the defense and broke out a lot of wildcat stuff and mallet out wide, Hoyer out wide, and I almost said 39. Woodhead, Ridley, and Edelman running various wildcat-type plays and things. I thought that was interesting, even though it was all, who knows, Jets or whatever team they were drawing up on the cards. But I didn't think it was a great practice. It's kind of lackluster is the word
another
I keep falling
one.
Back
it's
on.
Another, it's another one. And
this may be a tough stretch, though, because they know how long there is between games, and they're still installing, and they're not preparing for anybody yet. It's just kind of no man's land in here between games. And as much as they're professionals, they're also human beings, and that stuff kind of seeps in.
Yeah, I agree. You're alternating between periods where the offense is working off cards and they're not exactly sure what they're doing. Then the defense is working off cards. They're not exactly sure what they're doing. In between, they're trying to install, as Andy said, some of their own new stuff that Bill talked about on Sunday and Monday. So I do think it's been a little sloppy. I think the coverage has been better, I think. In the last couple of days, there have been fewer guys just running wide open. Now, there's still some breakdowns and things here and there, but I think you know, overall, you're seeing a little bit of a ragged nature to the practices. And when you talk to the players afterwards, you know, there's been a lot of questions about the long delay between the game. And I think mentally that is affecting them. They know there's no carrot there for them. Oh, we got a game on Thursday. Well, it's all the way till Monday now. And they know, geez, there's a lot of time between now and then.
And one guy that kind of symbolic of that is Ryan Mallett today. Probably had a better practice on some aspects, making some throws, making some plays, getting rid of the ball. And then was throwing interceptions. So it was kind of like a little roller coaster within the roller coaster of the overall
practice. Couldn't seem to put a couple of plays together.
Because four picks today or five?
Four picks, I
four
think.
Total. Not all Mallett. But the defense and Steve Gregory, who I talked to afterwards, was pretty happy. You know, they'll take the picks.
I thought the secondary performed pretty well today.
I did too. Now, you know, Ebner wasn't, it was a bad throw, but the one I talked about on Stallworth, even though it hit Stallworth, the defender was right there. It was tighter coverage. So when you're around guys, that's what happens. You have the opportunity to make plays.
And they finished practice with a situation. It was from the 25-yard line, 20 seconds left, ones against ones. And I don't know if they needed a touchdown or a field goal. There seemed to be some confusion among us media types whether or not they needed. But great coverage around Edelman in the end zone, and Jung came up with the interception.
Yep.
Kind of tapped
now,
it to himself.
I thought that was one of those where they needed a touchdown, and Brady kind of said, "You know, well, you know, he ain't open, but I got to throw it." But
better than giving up a touchdown.
But it might have been a field goal that they needed, in which case it was even better defensive play. But in any regard, he was covered like a blanket.
You mentioned Ebner briefly there. This is now the second day in a row that he's come up with an interception. Again,
yeah.
He might have been right place, right time. But the fact that he's in the right place for a guy still learning the game of football, essentially.
And especially the game of defensive football. I mean, he was essentially a special teamer at Ohio State who, you know, had a cup of coffee on defense. But, yeah, and you hear veterans coming in about learning this system and this scheme and Belichick. And this is a guy that's sort of changing sports and learning football all on the run here. I'm starting to think he might make the team.
And I'm thinking that, too, because we haven't really seen any plays from Josh Barrett, the biggest safety on the team. We haven't seen anything from veteran Will Allen, who has kind of made the switch from corner to safety. And Ebner has been contributing not only on defense, but on the kickoff team we saw the other night against the Saints. He's getting involved.
And that's what Vrabel said when I talked to him about him at Ohio State. There's no doubt he's an NFL special teamer, that he has everything that it takes to be successful in that role. And if they believe he has any ounce of emergency ability, if he can even be Matthew Slater or Sergio Brown or any of those guys in terms of emergency, I'm talking about Tavon Wilson gets hurt, Patrick Chung gets hurt, Steve Gray.
Last year.
Yeah. Right. If they think he has any of that, then he's going to make the team because he has upside. He's developing, whereas Will Allen, you're making the transition in year 12. What are you really going to get?
Yeah.
I mean, there's not the upside. Barrett, I mean, you've been here long enough. You were the starting safety last year. Now you're pretty low on the depth chart at safety. They seem to have decided what he is. Maybe there's some upside with Ebner.
Yeah, barring injury, I didn't really think there was much chance that he wouldn't make the team.
Oh, I did.
They drafted him, and I thought they felt like he was a special kind of an athlete in terms of special teams.
And then they special teamers we're going to
teach him the rest. Well, this is, you know, it's interesting you say that, and of course he has to scoff at anybody who has a, you know,
different opinion.
Perhaps a question for Friday.
I think Bill agrees with you. I just wonder, I'd rather have more defensive and offensive players.
Perhaps a question for Friday when we do roster reports, but I'm wondering, you know, someone brought up on PFW in Progress today Matthew Slater. And if he doesn't really provide much of an option on offense or defense, is it worth it? Well, Ebner might be a guy. Could he take a spot away from a guy like Matthew Slater?
I'd be surprised.
Slater also had one-handed catch in the end zone.
Best
catch of camp so far.
Yeah.
I would think. Hate to beat a dead horse here, but it looked like in the one-on-one drills between O and D-line, the offensive line was taking a lot of laps, which tells me they weren't doing as well as Dante would have liked. And this has kind of become a routine the last week or so of camp, the offensive line getting bested in those drills. What did you guys see out of those?
Although I saw some laps from the defensive guys, too. There were a lot of laps.
That's usually an offside or false start.
Laps are generally false start.
Penalties.
And I saw Forston run one defensive guy. I thought I did watch Solder a little bit, and he was up and down again. I thought he looked really good on some plays, and others it looked like guys got wide on him. So that's something to sort of keep an eye on. I would agree with you, Eric. I think there's some continuing to be some reason for concern there.
And linebackers, we got the word today, Dane Fletcher waived. I guess the thinking is he clears waivers, they put him on IR.
Reportedly he has, according to Greg Bedard. He's cleared waivers, he's on Patriots IR.
Okay.
So he'll be here next year, theoretically, as a restricted free agent?
This would be year three, so...
Yes, because this will be his third year. He'll get credit for a year.
Yep. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's what they planned on. I think they assumed he wouldn't get claimed and he'd be here to compete for a job next summer.
Right. So the rotations...
Not surprised by that.
The rotations that we saw today at linebacker, did you keep any eye on that?
I mean, I watched it. Spikes was out there today, which is always a...
Second day in a
probably row. Something we should feature on these... camp cast every day, and he was talking about, you know, he's doing, I spoke with him after practice, and he admitted it gets a little frustrating on the field, off the field kind of crap, and that, you know, he's just dealing with it. He didn't know coming in necessarily to camp that this is how it was going to go or anything like that. He's just trying to take it day by day and be out there when he can and take advantage when he is out there, and he looks the same when he's out there. It's not like you're used to seeing the energy from him and he's dragging. When he's out there, you know, today there was one of those where it wasn't a fumble, but he picked the ball up and he's like running the option kind of like a return. He has a bounce to him when he's out there.
And so he got really upset on a completed pass.
Right,
that he
over
thought,
the top of him, like he's jumping. I mean, so it's not like he's gingerly practicing. When he's out there, he's practicing.
Did you think it was odd the way he answered that question? It was almost like he doesn't know.
Yeah, a little bit. But I find a lot of his answers odd, so I don't know.
So do you think that maybe he's being monitored and they're telling him to sit down?
Maybe.
Deion Branch had similar kind of quotes yesterday on WEEI where he sort of said, you know, when the coaches say something, you know, you follow it.
Right.
You follow orders.
Right. When I show up and they tell me I can go that day, I go that day. Yeah. When I can, I can't.
I kind of got that vibe from Spikes today, the way he answered that question.
Could be, but I never know with him. I'll stick with that. I don't try to read between his lines.
I talked about squiggly. Being aggressive. He's like a shark out there. Yeah.
His lines are
shark
squiggly.
Week, shark week.
Shark
week. Yeah, it's in his nature, and it's Shark Week.
But, you know, I, they continue to rotate around. You see some of Paul's guy, Rivera, Bo Boone, or whatever. What is
Bombo.
His name?
Bombo. I wouldn't necessarily put him, you know, sort of in the picture. I just kind of like calling him Bombo
Rivera. You like
Rivera.
To talk about him. Bobby Carpenter, they'll do different groupings with those guys. You know, and they do a lot of subs. So they'll do a lot of two-linebacker
stuff.
It's
a lot of two-linebacker stuff today.
But... Yeah, you want it to be that you can pick from Spikes, Mayo, and Hightower, two of the three, even if it's sub on the field. So we'll see. He just has to stay out there.
Any other things jump out at you, positive or negative? Any side of the ball?
Oh.
Ryan Mallett hit the bucket today in the bucket drill.
Bucket drill did return the last 2 days of camp. That's true. The most entertaining part for us in the tent.
Yeah. Of course,
he prefers inanimate receivers, apparently, as the ones that
I was joking today. Bill should get the most top-secret stuff that he ever wants to run going on the opposite field of the battle drill
transfixed.
No one would ever see it. He could get anything by the whole entire media tent if he decided to do that while the bucket drill is going
and
on.
And Zoltán Mezco continues to bring maybe the most energy to practice.
That's true.
Finish stretching by sprinting across the field and then doing a Usain Bolt celebration, pointing to the sky. Later was working on his fake punts and throwing, dunked it through the uprights. Just various wackiness that
he
is.
He was. I speculated maybe he signed a long-term extension for multi-million dollars because he looked giddy as I've ever seen him.
Yeah, and I think you need that. I mean, as much as we laugh at it from afar, you know, we joked about it today. Who was it, 72? One of the linemen was kind of just laboring out to the field.
He looked like he was struggling.
I think you need some guys that are bringing some in. Derek Dennis. I think
he was
going
to make
guys.
It to that midfield strike.
Even if it's your punter, you need guys that bring a little energy, a little excitement. And Patrick Chun returning kicks.
That's
for
right.
For the scout team.
Kickoffs, but, yeah.
Mr. Shane Green.
And Jeremy Ebert bounced one off his chest. Today it was a kickoff. Yesterday it was a punt.
He knows you got to catch with your hands, right?
Apparently not.
He's using his chest. Darren, maybe
you know
you got
a ball on your chest.
I tell you, he catches everything in offense.
Yeah.
Very, very solid hands-on.
He'll never get that chance this year, but...
No, I doubt it, but he's looked pretty good, I think.
Two more days at camp that we know of. We'll be back tomorrow with another camp cast right here from Foxborough. See you then.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.